思考语星周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天来看一下 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做交友相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Why do some people have few friends? 为什么有的人朋友不太多呢？开门见山三个思路，首先第一个方向，问题回答带入，想说的是性格问题。很多人的 personality, 他的个性性格就是这样，喜欢独来独往，对吧？那句话怎么说来着？牛羊成群。那什么样的人独来独往，他可能是很厉害的角色，人家就是不喜欢跟别人在一块儿，把这样的一个性格特征带入。其次强调生活习惯，很多人生活习惯是一个人什么久了就愿意自己待着，自己可以做好多好多事儿，看书啊、看剧啊、上网什么的。那这样的话呢，把两者比对回答符合逻辑。在结尾这次的一个建议是说呢，你强调一下在家宅着都干嘛，比如说上网啊、看剧啊、看书、看报啊这些，形成一个比对引导。这样来看呢，两者对比回答符合逻辑，同时在结尾做一个内容的引导，形成更多话题。好，话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, I think that many sort of reasons can be identified behind this phenomenon. Two of them are really important. This has got to do something with the personality and the living habit. For one thing, those ordinary people who usually have few friends can have a better life, apparently, I mean in today's world. They don't have to worry too much about the outside world. This is like a part of the personality for them. What I'm trying to say is that they will stay focused on one thing at a time,such as like the job, career, the study. I mean, this social network is not that necessary for them. For another, those people who like to stay indoors and do this more often certainly wouldn't have many friends. I mean, it's a cool thing. You know, as is known to all, the internet and all kinds of books, periodicals, and magazines can be with them, I mean, almost every day. So I think this is like the attitude to life for them. I mean, no other reasons, got to be honest.So I think that the living habit and the personality are the main reason. So that's it.
在结尾呢，这次举了一些例子作为引导，强调呢，很多人呢不愿意去交朋友，朋友比较少，是因为喜欢在家宅着，看看书啊，看看东西啊，杂志啊，上上网什么的。可能他们的业余活动就是这些，不愿意与人交流。用这些具体的事件作为一个引导，考官接下来就会问了：那不愿意交朋友的人都有什么爱好呀？除了看书、看报、上网，还干嘛吗？还爱干别的吗？形成更多的引导。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，许许多多的理由可以给出来。
Many sort of reasons can be identified.
第二个，性格和生活习惯。
The personality and the living habit.
第三，集中注意力在一件事情上不分心。
Stay focused on one thing at a time.
最后一个，经常宅着。
Stay indoors and do this more often.
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章加有说服力。好，那今天的一期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。